This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki, bringing you one of the standout conversations recorded live at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. These interviews feature some of the most compelling voices in media and marketing, exploring the trends shaping the future. You can find the full series on the CES YouTube channel, but we've selected this one just for you on the podcast feed. Thanks for listening. We are back in the C-Space studio. I am James Kotecki here at CES 2026, and this is it, folks. The interview that my kids, Max and Maya, have been waiting for. That's right. I am here with Roblox's VP of Global Brand Partnerships and Advertising, Stephanie Latham, and VP for Products for Ads and Commerce, Lokman Parampats. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you. Super excited to talk Roblox, as are my kids.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Later on, you can explain to me what Steal a Brain Rod is all about. I've seen it played many times. I still don't understand it. But can you actually, I would love to have both of you kind of just define the Roblox brand overall in 2026, starting with you, Lokman.
Roblox is a gaming platform for the next gen of gamers. It is ultimately a platform for creators to create content that drives massive engagement globally today. So it's a platform that drives innovation at scale for creators. It is great engagement for users, and for brands, it is a place where they can reach the next Gen Z of audiences.
I mean, I think of it like an amusement park, right? There's something for everyone. There's millions of games. It's community, it's identity, it's culture, and it all comes together in a participation ecosystem, which I think is very different from a lot of the other gaming and platforms out there.
And for people who aren't familiar, how easy is it to just create my own game on Roblox? That's something that anybody can kind of do based on how this platform is set up?
Extremely, and honestly, like by design. You know, I have a 7-year-old, he's built a game on Roblox. Like, we really constantly are innovating to make the tools for our creators easier and easier so they can engage.
And that's a true revolution here with Roblox, right? The creation aspect of gaming and iterating on the game itself and making it work for our users. Yeah. Roblox has made that very, very simple and removed all the barriers to do that. And that's why a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, you know, you're very, very young creators on the platform creating games.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's probably why I don't understand it, right? Because it's not only, maybe in the past, it used to be adults trying to figure out what other Absolutely. Generations might want, and now the generations can create it for themselves. It's very exciting, it's very confusing sometimes, but the kids seem to be absolutely loving it. And not just kids, of course. I mean, there's a lot of people that are on Roblox. How do you define success for the business? Here we look, as we are at the beginning of 2026 and we're looking out over the year, what are gonna be some of the goalposts for success in 2026 and beyond?
You know, we have a really special community and ecosystem, so I think we always look at that threefold, right? So success for our creators, right? We want to have the best economics on the platform. Advertising, of course, is one vector of that, but making sure everything we do is in support of our creators and their economic opportunities. Our users, right? We have 151 million daily active users. We're bigger than the Super Bowl every day. That's our value, right, to everyone in the community. So continuing to grow that and engage that by bringing them content that they want in ways that they want to engage. And then, of course, brands, right? How do we create authentic ways that brands can easily engage with this community and our creators? That's a win-win-win.
And Lokman, take me through a conversation you might have with a brand that wants to get started, maybe is relatively new to Roblox, but sees that it's a place that it wants to be. What do you guide them to do and to think about as they approach this?
Yeah, the first thing we tell them about the platform is the scale that Stephanie talked about, right? 150 million plus daily active users that spent 2 hours plus every day on the platform.
Almost three.
Almost three every day on the platform. We talk about the engagement, we talk about the innovation that is happening on the platform, and the way in which brands can organically and authentically participate in that innovation that is happening on the platform. So that's where we start with, and then we talk about the products that we have, which they can use on our platform across both more standardized products like video that they have bought on other platforms and unique Roblox-only differentiated capabilities that really drives the kind of engagement and the results that they want.
And let me ask perhaps a basic question. If I'm just looking at Roblox, it has a distinctive look, right? I mean, the fact that you can do so much and be so creative with it, I believe, is related to the fact that the graphics look a certain way. It's kind of blocky, and you can kind of construct and produce different things with that. Now, if I'm a brand and I have certain visual identity that I want to be maintaining, what do you say to brands? I mean, is there a kind of confusion about that or a gap that they need to cross if they're thinking about being on the Roblox platform?
So, I mean, I'll take that. A couple things, right? We have over 7 million experiences. So we started blocky. There is such a range now of just the technology has improved and the quality of stuff. So I don't think that's a universal thing that is like, you know, early parts of our brand, but there's a lot to do there. And then I think building on what Lokman said, like generally our advice to brands is to not overthink it. We have spent the past 2 years coming up with ways that make it really easy for brands to dip their toes in, to start to learn our community and build trust. And some of our new ad products do exactly that. So you don't actually need to overthink it, right? Okay. You can take creative that you have and test it and see, and that's performing well.
What do you think folks are getting wrong about Gen Alpha and Gen Z? What do you think brands or other folks here in the C-Space community need to understand that you might understand because of the position that you sit in?
You know, maybe building on the overthinking it, right? I think a lot of times we have conversations with brands and they start with, oh, Roblox isn't relevant to me. And then you unpack it a few layers, like 151 million users, right? 60% are over 13. Guess what? They have to file their taxes. They ultimately get cars. Like they do more than just purchase fashion. And so I think that's one of the myths we're always busting. Some of our most successful partners are like H&R Block, who have brought making filing your taxes cool to Roblox and brought in this whole new way of
Is it called H&R Roblox or is that just too on the nose? Did I just create some spectacular campaign?
Andy, if you're listening, I'm sure you would love that. But
How about creators on the platform? How's that playing into it?
The creators are the central part of the ecosystem, right? This is a platform built for creators and all the innovation comes out of them. So when you talked about the blocky side of the platform, all the tech that we built, the gaming engine capabilities, the foundational AI capabilities, all of that are, all the investments we do in that direction is to get creators to further innovate and to build games that actually look more realistic, more like real life, and provide experiences that drive more and more engagement from the users. So creators are central to the ecosystem, and that's what the focus of the company is. So we spent all our engineering and product time is spent in figuring out how creators can get the create the best experience and drive the ecosystem, the virtual, the cycle of growth here, where creators win, which means users win, and ultimately then brands can also win.
And how do you see the future of the advertising and the brand engagement that can happen on the platform? Over the next 5 to 10 years, it's very hard to predict the future and technology is always evolving so quickly. But just in general, where do you see this going as far as the ability to immerse yourself in a brand or an advertising experience?
I mean, something we talk about a lot. You want to start to share some of our thoughts?
I mean, yeah, so we have, from an advertising perspective, if you've looked at it, we have a lot of brands that build experiences and immersive experiences like the H&R Block, you know, Walmart and others, and have found fair amount of success on the platform. But we also want to go beyond that and make it easier for brands to buy products on the platform like they actually buy ad products on other platforms. So we have invested in capabilities like rewarded video, which is very authentic and organic to the experience itself, and is a win-win for the user, the creator, and the brand, and ultimately can offer an opportunity for the brand to reach the vast swath of Gen Z users on our platform. We're also investing in new products on our home screen surfaces. We just announced one this week called Homepage Feature Unit, which effectively allows a brand to use their existing assets, video assets, product assets, and create a mini experience that you can actually drive users into from the home screen itself.
So that, I think our focus has shifted over the past 2 years to meet the market where they are, right? Give them solutions they understand, assets they have, ways they can measure. But as we think about the future, right, we have 3 hours a day, the people change their avatars 274 million times a day.
Saying things that are so resonant.
Right, and then they put their Adidas sneakers on and they wear them for three months with their friends. And so there's all kinds of new in this immersive space. We need to work with the industry bodies to figure out how we measure that, what that looks like, and what the immersive ad formats are. So I think pretty exciting looking ahead.
Well, thanks to both of you for helping me be a hero at home by talking to two folks from Roblox, Lokman Parampat, Stephanie Latham. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Ian, thanks for having us. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.